Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, U.S.-UK trade deal puts our great American agricultural producers first. By Hannah Knudsen on May 8, 2025. The trade deal between the United Kingdom and United States puts our great American agricultural producers first, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said on Thursday. At POTUS' historic deal with the UK is a huge win for American farmers and ranchers, Rollins wrote on social media. Here in the United States, we produce the safest and most abundant food supply in the world. This deal puts our great American agricultural producers first. She added, sharing a video of the remarks she made in the Oval Office on the deal. During her remarks, she emphasized how important the deal is and what this means to American farmers and ranchers. Specific to the beef, this is going to exponentially increase our beef exports, she said. And to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world. Because of that, Rollins said, it is a very important part of the deal outside of the ethanol. And as we move forward, I know our incredible trade team is looking at all the meats, all of the produce, really, all of our agriculture exports. And I don't know if there's an industry that has been treated more unfairly and has suffered more than our agriculture industry, Rollins added. The Trump administration on Thursday released details on this historic trade deal, the first such deal to come following President Donald Trump's Liberation Day announcement. Related, Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on all countries, this is Liberation Day. Today is an incredible day for America as we deliver our first fair, open, and reciprocal trade deal, something our past presidents never cared about. Trump wrote on Truth Social, boasting that America will raise $6 billion in external revenue from 10% tariffs, $5 billion in new export opportunities for our great ranchers, farmers, and producers, and enhance the national security of both the U.S. and the U.K. through the creation of an aluminum and steel trading zone, and a secure pharmaceutical supply chain. This deal shows that if you respect America, and bring serious proposals to the table, America is open for business. Many more to come, stay tuned, he added. As Breitbart News reported, according to the administration, the agreement opens up $5 billion in new market access for American exporters in the UK. The 10% baseline Liberation Day tariff remains in effect, which the White House estimates will generate $6 billion in external revenue. U.S. products that are gaining unprecedented access to the UK market include ethanol, beef, cereal, fruits, vegetables, animal feed, tobacco, soft drinks, shellfish, textiles, chemicals, machinery, and more, a chart Trump shared on social media notes. A White House fact sheet on the deal notes that the $5 billion in added market opportunities for U.S. producers include more than $700 million in ethanol exports and $250 million in other agricultural products, like beef.